Wanting me to have a good Christian education, my parents enrolled me in Zion Lutheran Grade School. They felt that I would get more individual attention at a school with small classes. When I finished eighth grade, it was decided that I should continue my education at Walther Lutheran High School, a private school in Melrose Park. More often than not, the school bus arrived at Walther late, after the first period bell. I was embarrassed whenever I had to walk into the middle of a class in session. But one time, it worked to my advantage in a big way. During my freshman year, my locker was across the hall from J. Christopher's first period class. The classroom had a door with a glass window, and Jay could see me at my locker from his desk, hurriedly throwing my coat and books into the locker, gathering up whatever I needed. The lockers were assigned alphabetically to students. Mine was right next to his basketball teammate, Tom Clammers. "Who is the cute girl with her locker next to yours?" Jay asked Tom one day. "You know, the one who's always late getting to school." Shortly after I started my sophomore year, Jay surprised me by asking me to be his date for the school's homecoming dance. An honor student, I wasn't worried when I began typing class in my junior year at Walther. My mother typed for a living, so I figured I had the genes for it. It would be a breeze. One of the easier courses, it would be useful in college for typing essays and reports. Jay had taken typing the previous year, and he was already using his skills to fill out college applications. Right from the beginning, everyone else in the class appeared to catch on, but I was totally lost. At home, I told my parents about my predicament. "I'm absolutely the worst in my class, maybe even the worst in the history of the school." "You've got to learn how to type," my mother said. "Even if you don't go into secretarial work, typing will be useful all of your life. Just hang in there, honey. I'm sure something will click and you'll catch up with the other kids. I know you can do it." Mama even gave me typing tips at the dinner table, but it didn't matter. Each day, the class kept getting worse. When my mother saw how miserable it was making me, she made a suggestion. "If it's not too late, try replacing typing with something else. You can retake."